topic today is environmental cleanup after an anthrax or other biological attack. My guests are Crystal Franco and Nidhi Bori from the Center for Biosecurity, UPMC. Welcome.
Thank you.
I understand you were funded to do a research project. That article will be out soon. We'll talk at the end of the interview about how our viewers can read that. But I know you've been doing some research on this biological cleanup issue. Now, in 2001, we had this small incident of the anthrax mailings, and I know it cost about $28 million to clean up the Hart Senate office building, and it was several hundred million dollars to clean up the Brentwood postal facility. But that was a long time ago. So I'm sure we've made a lot of progress. Is that correct?
To clean it up, then yes. But if you the same type of attack happened today, we would not be ready if it was a large-scale attack. It would be really different if it was outdoors and if it was widespread amongst an urban area.
Say 4 or 5 pounds of anthrax released in New York City subway. We ready for that?
Well, we're talking grams, and it's inside a subway system. So, yes, we could handle that inside a closed area.
In grams, but in how about 4 or 5 pounds?
No, that's entirely different.
That's a lot, right, for a biological
attack? That's a lot,
attack.
Yes.
I mean, people don't think of 4 or 5 pounds of TNT or dynamite or whatever being a lot. 4 or 5 pounds of anthrax, dry powdered anthrax, is a huge amount. And you're saying we're not ready to clean up the New York City subway, the Washington, D.C. subway, major sports stadium, or an open-air release in a city, we're not prepared. Is that true? Is that what your research found out, Crystal?
That's true. If it was a large attack with anthrax on a U.S. city, it would go everywhere. It would go indoors, outdoors, and we just don't have the kind of technologies or know-how, scientific know-how, to clean up an attack on that scale.
Well, who's responsible for that?
It's very unclear, actually. Since 2001, it hasn't been there. A federal agency has not been clearly identified as the lead for decontamination response after a bioterrorism attack.
Okay, that's sort of the operational thing. Who's responsible for doing the science today so we can learn how to do it?
Well, the primary agency that from our research that we found is EPA. There's a variety of agencies that have been involved, DOD, DHS, have all been involved in doing scientific research. But from our findings, EPA has been one of the primary agencies that have taken the lead on doing scientific research.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting in your article was I just always thought that anthrax was the only one that's really persistent that would cause a problem for cleanup. But you said there might be some other pathogens that we would have difficulty cleaning up. Is that correct?
That's correct. For instance, ricin or perhaps the plague bacteria could cause some problems for long-term cleanup.
And ricin. Now, that's something you can just make from castor beans, right? That's a toxin as opposed to a bacteria or virus, right?
Right. And all of these agents are fairly well available in the natural environment as well.
But the bottom line is, the one we probably worry the most about, and I remember hearing a long time ago about this island called Gruinard off the coast of Scotland, where the British tested anthrax weapons in the 1940s, that it took them decades to clean up that island. So anthrax is sort of Mother Nature's best biological weapon in terms of persistence. Would your study agree with that?
Yeah, it's very hardy in the environment. It will live in the soil. It will live as a spore on surfaces for a long time if you don't clean it up.
So I've heard studies about that if put several pounds in New York City subway, that it could take years to properly clean that based on the technology and the science we have today. Is that an exaggeration or is that true?
No, that's not an exaggeration. That's definitely true. The immediate cleanup efforts differ entirely from long-term cleanup. And from what our research found, we definitely saw that long-term remediation and cleanup efforts are definitely something that's not considered in current policies. And that's something that the government needs to address and that different agencies need to not just address but coordinate amongst each other. And that's something that's fragmented in the current system.
I find this a little bit concerning. I know in November 2009, the Obama administration, actually the document was signed by President Obama, talked about that biological terrorism is a serious threat and it could kill a lot of people, and the economic effects could be in the trillions of dollars per event. But you're telling me we hadn't made a lot of progress since 2001. I find that a little bit disturbing. So tell me, if you had 90 seconds with congressional leaders, what would you tell them? What do they need to know about cleaning up after a biological attack?
I would say, first of all, identify a federal agency that is in charge of response, and also fund research for a large attack on a U.S. city. That really hasn't been done very much up to this point.
Anything to add, Nidhi?
Yeah, I think that we have a variety of scientific, technical, and social science questions that have to be addressed. We need to know a lot of things, like we need to set standards for decontamination. We need to know how clean is safe, how, you know, when can we go back to an area, personal decontamination standards for personnel. We need to know things about contractors. The federal government doesn't have the response capability to do these types of things on their own. And yet contractors are involved a lot, not just for the government, but for the private sector. We need to know all those types of questions. And so we have to answer those now.
A lot of basic scientific research needs to be done, it sounds like, and we got to have somebody in charge. I recommend the listeners to go to Center for Biosecurity, UPMC. Go to their website, and this article is up there available to look at now, written by Crystal Franco, who's a senior analyst at the Center for Biosecurity and an MPH from Johns Hopkins University, and Nitti Bori, who is also an analyst at the Center for Biosecurity and working on her MPH right now. It's a fabulous article. Go look it up on the website for Center for Biosecurity, UPMC. And join us again next week on Science and National Security.